Hello, and welcome back to Sass, Stories, and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Mary and Brian, and this is episode 111. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mary. So I've had some big developments over the last week.
Did you eat all of your HelloFresh meals?
I'm down to the last one.
Oh, wow.
So that honestly is an accomplishment in and of itself. And since I'm not doing that again for at least the rest of the year, I feel very relieved, although they are spamming me right now with ads. They're like, come back to me. And I'm like, no, bye. But that's not the big story, although that is a big story. The big story is I made some purchases over this week. And I know recently we got a letter from one of our Sass Stories and Sarcasm fans about some coaster options.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hannah.
Well, I do not believe. Yes, Hannah. Shout out to Hannah. Well, I do not believe I actually picked one of her options.
Well, why'd you shout her out then?
I'm shouting out to her. I'm shouting out. Is she shouting out there? Who cares? Shout out to Hannah. Anyways, I'm giving her a shout out because one of her options inspired me to pick the coaster that I did pick.
What'd you get?
It's like a bulldog themed coaster. It says it's a circular coaster. It says Gonzaga University on the top, and it says Bulldogs on the bottom, and it shows Spike the Bulldog. And it is looks like it's a wooden base coaster, and I got like four of them. So now, nowhere in my apartment will wood be mistreated. We will put our cuffs on these coasters, and life will be good, Barry.
Probably the whole time that you're living in that apartment for this lease, you're not going to have many guests over. I've been the only person that's been into your apartment.
That is true. You know, it's this whole COVID thing and me generally not inviting everyone over to my apartment. that might be the case. But in the off chance that I do throw a party, I could have four cups now.
and you can protect the free coffee table that I gave you.
Yes, I will protect that coffee table with my life and with these coasters, of course. But so that's one of the things I got. I was on kind of a spending splurge, given that I didn't waste some money on HelloFresh this week. So I was freed up with a little bit of money. I decided to get some slides. You know, it's like the shoes. Because, you know, I only have like...
Brian, why are you getting them now? This is the week that it started raining, and it's going to rain now until May.
It's
not going to stop raining until May, and you're not going to want to get your feet wet.
Yeah, well, I was feeling exceptionally lazy one day, and I was getting really tired of putting on socks and my sneakers.
Where are you going?
To get my mail and take out trash and stuff. So I'm like, you know what? This is the 21st century. We have more to offer than just sneakers. So, you know, I went a little old school. Got some open-toed shoes.
That's not old school. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right. But anyways, the reason why that's a big story is I got the box, and I was expecting slides, and I was expecting something else as well. And when I picked up the box, I assumed it was the slides. I'm like, holy crap, this is like 25 pounds. What are these shoes? These shoes aren't bricks, are they? And luckily, they weren't bricks. I had also ordered two little dumbbells that were both about 10 pounds because, you know, I'm all in the fitness, spirit, even though I rarely actually do anything about that spirit. I'm in the spirit. So I'm like, you know what? Today's the day, even though.
Have you used them yet?
I mean, I did like. All right, this is bad, Barry. I did like about 10 lifts, I guess. I don't know what the technical term is. I'm not one of those gym rats. I don't know, about 10 lifts on each arm one time. And I'm like, okay, that's enough for now.
So, well, yeah, 10 pounds each is heavy.
Yeah. So, but we're gonna develop a plan and we're going to do something with this. And maybe the next time y'all see me in real life, I'm going to have like cantaloupes for arms.
Cantaloupes.
Yeah, you know, like the fruit.
I know, but it's just that's a big one. How about you start with like grapes?
All right, well, what? That's rude, Barry. I think my muscle's already bigger than a grape.
How about a grapefruit?
Okay, grapefruits are decent size. All right, we'll go with that. We're going for the grapefruit right now.
And then eventually you'll get to a cantaloupe and then to a watermelon.
Yeah, and then we'll go back down because we'll realize that watermelon's ridiculous. But anyways, yeah, so that's basically what I've been doing. I've been oh my God. There's one more thing. I just got a call earlier today that my glasses are available to be picked
Oh,
up.
good. Everyone has been
So,
waiting for that call,
yeah,
I'm
it
sure.
literally I went to the optometrist about a month ago. And they're like, "Okay, we'll have your glasses ready." Literally like a month later, they're like, "Oh, they're ready." And I was like literally calling them like every week. I'm like, "Anytime now, anytime now, anytime now." I'm like, "I've already paid for this. Better be getting these glasses." But these glasses are the first glasses that I actually got to pick out. I've only had two glasses in my life, and the first one, basically my mom kind of was buying it, so she like just picked it out. But these are ones that I think are stylish, and I'm going to be walking around in these glasses like everywhere. So
Brian,
look out,
you
world.
don't go anywhere.
Yeah, but you know, when I am, you're going to see me glasses, maybe.
And then how about your Facebook message you got from your past?
What was that?
The Facebook message you got from your past, your friend from North Carolina.
Oh, yes, that also is true. So, one of my middle school friends that I last saw in seventh grade is moved to Issaquah. So I'm gonna hang out with her later this week. Literally, I have not seen this person since seventh grade, and last time I saw her, she was taller than me because you know this is like when girls had their growth spurt. So I'm just praying. I am so praying that I am actually taller than her this time, because that would just be terrible if she's still taller than me. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll give you guys a report on that.
I mean, maybe she's been listening to the podcast all along.
Yeah, maybe. So, but yeah, so I've had a pretty eventful week. How
Yeah,
about you, Barry?
honestly, you've had a very eventful week compared to me.
Oh, this is like it's the first in podcast history.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. I haven't bought anything of note and couldn't go outside for, until like about Sunday. Because of the smoke, and so didn't really do anything last week. But then let's see, done some crafts,
Watch
walked
the Seahawks game.
around, huh?
Seahawks game.
Yeah, watched the Seahawks game. And I think I mentioned a few weeks ago, but my office was moving to make space for students to social distance on campus, and so we just moved like a block off campus. And so I've only been back to work now twice since COVID hit. Once to pack up my desk, and then the movers moved our stuff to the new office. And then today, the student worker I managed, it was her first day of work for the school year. And so I went and I showed her around, even though I had never been there before either. And then I set up my desk in the new office. And so got to see my boss and a few coworkers, and
That's nice. Nice to see people's faces again.
yeah, it's nice to just get out of the apartment during the workday for a little bit. And I just drove over there and, stayed there for like 2 hours and worked a little bit, and then came back home. And when I was leaving, I was like, "Well, I'll see you. I'm not sure when I'm gonna see you next," to like get people there. And then I was like, hope you have a good day, week, month, rest of the year. Like, I don't know when to see them again. So it was an interesting thing, but I do like the new office. And so someday it'll be really exciting to all go back and work in that office. I'm not sure when that will be, but at least my desk is ready now, and my trail mix and my,
Everything's set up. It's
yeah, my
ready
trail
for you.
mix and my walnuts and my Kleenex are all ready to go. And
There
my,
you go.
all the important things. But yeah, that's been like the excitement of my week. Yeah, nothing much. I'm keeping my plants alive.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. But let's see, Brian, do you want to just start off with the NBA update?
Yeah, so last time I talked to you guys, we were discussing the first round of playoffs. Right now we're in the quarterfinals, and the final, basically the teams that we'll know that will be in the finals will happen by the end of next week. So the NBA playoffs is coming to an end pretty soon. But basically just an update, the Lakers were playing against the Houston Rockets in the second round, and that was pretty much a stomp. They won the series 4-1. There was really no – it was very a one-sided series, but there were two very good series in the second round that I'm going to give note of. It was the LA Clippers against the Denver Nuggets, and the LA Clippers were actually favored to win the entire NBA playoffs, and they got upset 4-3 in the series. They were actually up 3-1, so they managed to lose the next 3 of the last 4 games. So that is that's pretty sad, actually. And basically they spent all of their money to basically win now or the next year. They gave away all their draft picks and all like their future, basically their future for the next 5 years, just to get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, which are two NBA stars. And they had to give up a bunch of things for those players. And, well, they didn't win. So Steve Ballmer, who's the owner, is probably not happy right now. And he can be a pretty excited guy at times. If you guys have ever seen videos of him going crazy over on the sideline. So he's probably reflecting on his decision making. The other series that was really interesting was the Boston Celtics against the Toronto Raptors. That was also went to 7 games. Basically, Toronto was the defending champions. But since they lost Kawhi Leonard over the offseason, because he went to the Clippers, they just didn't have enough, I guess, star power. They were just weren't as good of a team. So then Boston advanced. The story right now in the quarterfinals is the Lakers against the Denver Nuggets. And that series is 2-1 right now for the Lakers, although Denver right now has done something nobody else in the NBA playoffs has done so far, and that is come back from 2-3-1 deficits. In their very first series, they also came back from a 3-1 deficit. So there are no strangers to, you know, being behind in like the game count or anything. So that's something to keep an eye on. Both series currently that are going on are really exciting. I recommend people watch them if they're into basketball, because they're extremely exciting. And right now on the eastern side, we have Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics, and that also is an amazing series. Right now, going into the quarterfinals game, the Miami Heat are the 5th seed, so they're nowhere near, you know, first, second, third, or fourth best team in their Eastern Conference. So they're kind of like a Cinderella story that's going on right now. And they're actually up 2-1 against the Boston Celtics. So it'd be quite the situation if the Miami Heat made the NBA Finals, because they don't have any star players right now. They're just playing really good team basketball. And that should be interesting to see what happens. So right now, once again, we have the Lakers against the Denver Nuggets on the Western Conference, and they're up 2-1, the Lakers are, and the Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics on the Eastern Conference, and they're also up 2-1. And those games are being played throughout the week, and the series should end by the end of next week, and we should know who our NBA final teams are.
In other sports news, though, the Mariners have like 5 or 6 more games left, and I just can't wait for the season to be over. I mean, hopefully they do well, but I'm just so excited because that means...
Are they still in playoff contention?
I'm not sure. I don't even know anymore, but I just want to pick up the...
Oh, that's right.
The cardboard cutout. That's what I care about at this moment in time. I don't really know how the Mariners are doing. I didn't look it up, but I'm mostly just excited to get that cardboard cutout. And then also, the Seahawks won this past week, and so now they're 2-0. The only problem is Pete Carroll didn't wear his mask enough, and he got fined $100,000, and then the Seahawks got fined $250,000, which I really do appreciate that the NFL is sticking up for their policies and like actually enforcing them, because they're on a huge stage. So many people are watching them. Like, I understand that sometimes like the football players can't wear the mask while they're playing, but I saw quite a few of them wearing masks when they were out of the game. But then, you know, Pete Carroll, It does impact the speech, and so it is a little bit more difficult to, you know, talk into his mic. But the NFL clearly wants them to wear the mask and is encouraging them, and they don't care if it's harder to talk into the microphone. So
right,
yeah,
yeah. So we did see our first round of fines going out.
Yeah, 3 coaches got fined this past week. in three teams. So we'll see how the rest of the NFL season progresses with that type of thing. Ooh, my lights just flickered.
Same here.
Well, we live a mile apart. But yeah, there might be a thunderstorm tomorrow, but that's what I heard at least. What was I saying? I heard the NFL said that they're going to increase the fines if this continues to be a problem, which, again, that makes sense. Pete Carroll, on last Friday, he was actually bragging in a press conference about how the Seahawks have had no positive cases, which is great. Yeah, but, like, great. You'd think that he would, well, you know, do everything in his power to keep it that way. And wearing a mask isn't that difficult. Like, especially when you're not running around, he just on the sidelines. Honestly, it's going to keep their faces warm once it gets colder. And
maybe it'll become a football fashion trend, you know?
Yeah. That's what I was telling my neighbor that I grew up with. She went to Gonzaga. She's a freshman. And I was like, it's going to be great. Because when I used to, like, wait in line for basketball games, I had to wear a mask. Like, I, like, would wrap my, like, scarf around my entire face to stay warm. But now you can just wear a mask and it's normal. So, same with the football coaches. They can just wear a mask and stay warmer, even though it is more difficult. I was trying to think of a way to put the microphone on the inside of the mask or something, but I don't know if that would work. Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today. In other news, I recently read about this flight to nowhere. Basically, you know, we haven't really traveled for 6+ months or, you know, only mostly essential travel for the last 6 months. I have not left the county since the middle of March. But this Australian airline, Qantas, recently sold out on this 7-hour flight to nowhere. And it sold out in 10 minutes. So, you know, basically, travelers have just been really wanting to go places, but you really can't right now. And so right now they're just focused on wanting to fly somewhere and, you know, get a different perspective of the world. And so Qantas sold out in 10 minutes and they, you know, it was a 7-hour flight all around Australia. And they had a scenic flight. It was a giant loop. And you could...
So
they,
this is basically a circle, right? You're going back to the same airport that you take off from?
Yes. Okay. And so then they flew a little bit lower to the ground so you could fly over the Sydney Harbour, the Great Barrier Reef, and other famous Australian landmarks. And so they also promised a surprise celebrity guest, but I don't know who that was. I guess it departs on October 10th, so I still probably won't know who the Australian guest is. But the prices ranged from $566 to $2,734. These are both in U.S. dollars. So basically people paid between, you know, $500 to almost $3,000 to go nowhere.
Wow, that's quite the story you found. Very honestly, I feel like this can't be for like normal people.
Well, there's another one, and then in Asia this happened in Taiwan. They also did a Taiwan-based flight to nowhere on August 8th, and it was 300 travelers boarding an hour and a half long flight. And on September 19th there was also a scenic flight due to depart from the Taipei airport with 120 guests, and they could just see the South Korean Jeju Island from the sky. And it also had an in-flight quiz show and local cuisine. It's just... The only issue that I have is it's the environmental impact of just flying. I mean, I know people
Oh,
just in the normal world, people fly around to and from to get miles or whatever, but this is really like, I don't know. You can always watch a YouTube video of flying over somewhere. It's not the same. Eventually, we'll get back to all flying as normal, but I just do think it's odd that people are paying so much money
Yeah,
to
it's
fly
gotta be
around.
people that are like so used to commuting via plane that like they have this need to be at an airplane or
Oh yeah,
something.
there, you know, there's lots of people who fly all the time, and so this really disrupted their lifestyle. So I guess this fulfills it for now, but
Yeah, there's something for everyone.
yeah, I just thought that was an interesting take. It's the new COVID activity. I mean, I don't know if I would just want to get on a plane and risk it just to fly around and then land in the same place, but whatever floats your boat or flies your plane.
There you go. Very cute.
And Brian, what was your last story?
Yeah, so my last story was just going to be going over Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away over between our two podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go over some of the decisions she made that may impact your life. So basically, she achieved her celebrity status when she hit the Supreme Court. She cast a deciding vote for abortion and for Americans to get the ability to get an abortion and for same-sex marriage to be legal within the country.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of her work can be traced back to when she worked for the American Civil Liberties Union in the 1970s. And she won a lot of groundbreaking sex discrimination cases, which basically, if you look back on it now, seem very medieval. But basically, they were laws that were written into there were rules written into the law that basically explicitly said what men were entitled to and what women were entitled to and what they weren't entitled to. So let me go into a few examples for you guys. Let's see. So Ginsburg successfully advocated in regards to Social Security, a father who was he was denied Social Security benefits after the death of his wife. And you'd be like, well, hang on, they're the spouse. You should be getting the Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But the law actually dictated that widows were eligible for these benefits, but widowers weren't. So, you know, a lot of assumptions is that a lot of the progressive changes Ginsburg argued for were, you know, very feminist and in favor of women. But this is basically an example of we're also in favor of men because, you know, basically men weren't entitled to anything. This was originally because women didn't have that much wealth or work early in American history. But you know, you should get some survivor benefits regardless of if you're the husband or the wife. So that's one of the examples. There is another example where a woman in the Air Force whose husband was denied a spousal allowance that military wives are automatically entitled to. This is once again an example of, you know, women originally weren't allowed to serve. So there was kind of like a written into the law that military wives get this. But, you know, what's a military husband back then? This is another example of basically just saying equal protection under the law for both genders. Another example is, let's see, there was an unmarried man who was denied a tax deduction for the expense of being a caregiver for his elderly mother. And basically this deduction was reserved only for women or divorced men at the time. So once again, she's basically using the principle of equal protection under the law to basically ensure that gender is not a relevant concept when it comes to, you know, equal protection under the law. Let's see. There is one more thing that you guys might find interesting. Before the mid-70s, women were often denied access to have credit cards in their own name.
Oh, yeah, I read about this.
Yeah. And the presumption was that their husband was controlling the family assets. So, you know, they actually didn't allow women to have credit cards in their own name. That's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But the Equal Credit Opportunity Act, which was passed in 1974, I believe, banned such discrimination. And that also extended to mortgages and being able to pay your rent. So there, Mary, you can pay your rent and yep. have a credit card. Yay. But yeah, so those are just some of the examples of pieces of legislation and laws that Ginsburg affected in her tenure as a Supreme Court justice and as, you know, just working with the American Civil Liberties Union. And she did a lot of good work because, you know, we're a relatively young country. We're only like, what, 300, 400 years old. And we have a lot of 300 years old. and we have a lot of... there's a lot of sexist assumptions built into the laws, and she came through like a wrecking ball mm-hmm. and got rid of a lot of them and expanded opportunity for a lot of women and men in this country.
So, she really did a lot. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope everyone has a good week. I also wanted to let you guys know, now that it's starting to rain almost every day for a few months, we officially had one of the hottest summers in Seattle. There was 44 days in the summer where it was 80 degrees or hotter. So, it's not gonna be 80 degrees anymore.
Oh, I missed it. You know, I was actually wondering, like, because what is it, the last 2 weeks we couldn't go outside because of, you know, like smoke and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And now that we finally can go outside, you know, the sun's setting earlier and it's getting colder. I'm like, oh no, was that the last of the summer?
Pretty much, but, yeah. Well, it is officially fall now.
Yeah, that's true.
It's supposed to be nice next week, but it's just not going to be 80 degrees. It's going to be in the 70s. But
okay.
Sunny.
I think I can manage 70. 70 will be okay.
I don't know if you can wear your tank tops, but you could just wear a t-shirt instead. Cover up those shoulders.
Yeah, we can't have them being cold. Maybe I'll we'll all have a t-shirt with my 2 10-pound weights, and I'll do my walk with them. Look like a total weirdo. But
that would look weird.
I'm not going to do that. But here's to maintaining at least to 70 degree weather for as long as possible.
Well, it's still gonna rain for like the next 5 days before that, so
boo.
No, I mean, at least I'm glad it's raining because at least we can go outside. Last week was miserable.
Yeah, that's true. It's a difference. You can open the window, you can enjoy fresh air. You couldn't do that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and last week. Yeah. But anyways, hope you guys have a good rest of your week and a good rest of September. Next week's October. I can't believe it. Bye.
Yeah, stay safe. Bye, guys.